I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so you are a member of the most powerful family in your field. You've dominated for 3 years, unchallenged, well, often challenged, but undisputed. You're ruling, but you hold a lieutenant position. A high lieutenant, but you are not the head of the table, let's say. Now, there's a man who wants to join your cartel, who's offering his loyalty, taking bullets for the family, like diving in the way of danger, really doing anything to desperately prove himself. The problem is the leader of your family is arch nemesis with that man's former best friend. So there's a lot of like, yeah. That man's former best friend is your patriarch's arch nemesis. They've been battling for years over power. Your brother goes out of his way to tell the family, no, we have to bring in the redheaded man. He has done so much for our family. He has proven himself. You all are treating him poorly. Let him prove himself. You now have the enemy of the family handcuffed, beaten, totally defeated. And it's time for the redheaded man to take a chair and smash his former best friend, proving his loyalty. But he betrays the family, smashes the head of the table instead. There's a massive beatdown. Everybody, you know, gets retribution, except for your brother, who is the one who stood up for him in the first place. He leaves the room. He can't handle it. He doesn't do his family duty. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
It did sound like you were trying to talk shit about people without revealing their names, like the way you were,
yes.
Like, and then his friend was ex-best friend.
Right, and then suddenly there was a redheaded man.
Say Sami Zayn in
yes.
The... Okay,
yeah.
So Sami Zayn is Kevin Owens' former best friend. They came
okay.
up in Canada together
okay.
in
Wait,
the
what
Indies.
Is this?
So this is the headline event from last night's Royal Rumble. It was
last week's Royal Rumble.
Thank you.
Oh, right,
you.
Right. Thank you.
It was Roman Reigns, the undisputed international champion. He holds both WWE titles right now, and Kevin Owens has been chasing him for 3 years. Kevin Owens has been defeated in like 5 title matches by Roman Reigns, but they cheat every single time. The Uso, who is the two characters, I was the
yeah.
Jay and Jimmy Uso. They always like come out and they beat him up. This is actually the second time that KO has been handcuffed in one of these title fights. So it was kind of like a throwback to 2020.
Yeah.
But so Sami Zayn is he's a very fun character in the WWE, but the last few years, he hasn't really had a home. He's been bouncing around allegiances. There was one storyline where he was dressing up like Castro and like he was the
like
villain.
Fidel
because
Castro?
Yeah, because he okay. was like a socialist and they're like, he's a villain. And, then, and then that quickly morphed into him being a like QAnon, not named QAnon, but like a internet conspiracy theory kind of guy. And he had a documentary film crew following him around everywhere he went. Sami Zayn's very funny. But now his thing is he wants to be part of the bloodline, which is Roman Reigns and his family.
Okay.
And they're all family, like real life family with The Rock.
Okay.
That's how they got their power in the WWE.
The Rock's entire family is, because I was watching the women's, and it, what's her name showed back up? Nia?
Yeah.
It was like two people that were related to The Rock were there.
Nia Jax, yeah.
Yeah, Nia Jax, and then I forgot who the other girl was. But yeah, I feel like everyone that's like, tangentially related to The Rock is involved in wrestling.
Yeah, for sure.
So wait, who was our POV character in that?
So in this, my POV character is KO. That's who I love. But
that's
this,
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens, yeah.
Okay.
Great wait, name, KO.
That, and that was our PO character or POV character for the
for the hypothetical our POV.
Wait, hold on.
I can explain this. I'm saying my stan. I stan KO.
Okay, okay, okay. Right. Okay.
For the hypothetical, I took the perspective of Jimmy Uso, who is loyal to the head of the table. The other Uso, I'm so, there's so many names I'm trying to keep straight. Jay Uso. So Jay Uso is the one who wanted Sami Zayn to join the family or thought that he had proven himself, that he could be a soldier in the bloodline. And then,
Zayn betrays everyone.
Yes, exactly.
And your brother, who brought the betrayer into the family, just fucks off.
Exactly.
And, okay.
Instead of inflicting retribution, he's like, and it was actually really, it was really good bout. But he's like crying. He's beside himself and he leaves the ring and he walks off. And now there's reports that Jey Uso is no longer part of the bloodline based on last night's events.
Wait, he got kicked out where he was the head of the family? He got kicked out?
He wasn't the head of the family. He was a soldier.
Okay, wait. But, sorry. So this,
we need like a family tree here.
All right.
So no, I think we got it.
But they both walked off?
No.
I guess now I'm confused about the walking off.
Okay, so Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Him and his brother Jimmy.
Yeah.
Are the like second in command, the soldiers for Roman Reigns, right?
Oh, okay, they're all on Roman Reigns' side.
And you are, in this scenario, Jimmy.
Yes.
One of the brothers.
And your brother
brings
in a betrayer
and then refuses. I think you gotta stop talking to your brother.
I think your brother is a betrayer.
I think you gotta take your brother out.
Okay.
Or join him, start this new thing that's you and a couple betrayers.
But you can't trust your brother not to
betray you again
in the moment of crisis. That's the flaw is not bringing in the betrayer, because everyone can get betrayed. Everyone can get lied to. That's being lied to is not a sin.
Right.
Mm. But leaving in the moment of pain and heartache and leaving during the beatdown, that to me is the sin. That's the thing I can blame you for.
Okay, but what if his leaving though is actually sparing the family? Because if you brought someone in that is that ends up like betraying everyone else, the reason that you brought that person in means that you like believe in them in some capacity.
Uh-huh.
And so like if your heart is with that person and they betray your family, you have to decide in that moment. I guess you have a couple different options, right? One is betray the family with them,
right?
Because you're ride or die with them, fight them because you're ride or die with the family, or remove yourself so you don't have to fight your own family.
I'm never speaking to you again because you created the problem.
Right.
And so you need to, like, now I have more respect for you if you fight against me with the family instead of running away, tail between your legs, because you're like, I can't deal with this. There's too much fighting. Bitch, we are all fighting. You've grown up in a fighting family. You know this.
It's true. All they do is fight.
And
it's how we communicate.
You created the fight. You brought in the betrayer. So either stand by the betrayer. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I really hope that we never become a wrestling podcast.
Yeah, for everything that we talk about, Patrick's like, I just don't know why they're fighting.
Why don't they just talk about this?
Just leave.
It's like they should honestly check their baggage at the door. This should be a sporting event.
Yeah. That's right.
Why the drama?
Yeah, can you imagine someone that's bored by the stories of like doesn't like it? And I just wish they would just fight.
I wish they would just fight.
Then watch MMA.
No. That's too much fun.
Scary. MMA is scary, you guys.
It is.
I watched it recently. Really scary. It's really scary. I watched the match where the guy from Liverpool beat this other guy. But like, when they're on the ground and they're just punching and punching and punching them, and like the other guy's so tired and they're down on the ground and it's 5 minute rounds and it's minute one and you're down. It's like you have to hold out for four more minutes of just getting the shit kicked out of you while you're on the ground. Horrible. Ugh. Very stressful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's too stressful.
Extremely stressful.
I feel like it only works if you humanize those people.
Exactly.
And you don't see them as human, as like animals.
Fighting robots.
Yeah. Mm. It was, or fighting robots. It was very, it's very wild. Yeah.
But what do you, okay, so what, I put myself in the shoes of the, betrayer's ally.
Uso.
Right. But you want us to be Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do in that scenario?
Yeah.
Your brother
has just walked out on the family after putting them in danger by insisting that, you know, that they can bring in a betrayer.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has abandoned the family.
You say, I'm going to go out and I'm going to cut off this loose end.
Okay.
You say, don't worry.
Wait, now you're doing murder?
Your brother,
the betrayer, or both?
You end the whole problem. Do you see what I'm saying? I just did quotes.
Yeah. Well, because you watched Rumble last night as well, right?
I only watched the Girl Rumble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's this whole storyline building up to Royal Rumble has been the Kevin Owens problem.
Wait, really?
What is the bloodline going to do about this?
Should I write
Kevin
for WWE? I heard it's not very fun.
I think you'd actually be. I bet they don't pay very much, but
I don't.
Bet you would have so much fun.
They go through writers very quickly.
Yeah,
I've heard.
Well, what are you doing for the next 3 months?
Hey, you know what? I'm desperate. Hire me to write for WWE.
But I still think what you need to do is you just need to like get everyone to like sit down on a retreat in the woods.
Oh,
what?
Go to a cabin.
Yeah, just go to. We're doing cabin ships.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Because Ryan's dog is digging in a chair right now.
But like while sitting,
he's very comfortable.
Knock at the Cabin, the new M. Night Shyamalan movie is out today.
It looks suspenseful.
It looks suspenseful.
I mean, what would you do in that situation?
Well, it's not 100% clear what the situation is.
Oh, I guess I know what you the situation what. Is. Okay. I won't.
The trailer does make it pretty clear, right?
What do you think it is?
Okay, so it's like four dudes show up at this cabin, and they're like, the world is going to end unless we kill one of you, and you get to choose.
The choose? I didn't get that from the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Every time
they deny a choice, like they say, no, we won't choose, there's a global catastrophe.
Okay.
But is there, in M. Night style, I imagine it'll be, is there?
Is there.
I don't know. I'm excited. I
have not read the book, but I hear that the book is, people were not satisfied with the way the book is, but that's Paul Tremblay's style, is to be very like, maybe. So maybe M. Night kind of like ties it up more. I don't know.
Well, M. Night does tie stuff up.
Yeah.
That's
like,
true.
And sometimes too much.
Sometimes too much. And sometimes you're like, that I hated that.
Yeah.
But
But
like the ride is usually worth it. Like I always think like my kind of like go to is the Village, mm-hmm. where like the resolution of the Village, I'm like, okay, but the ride getting there, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, very cool. And he does that kind of suspense stuff. It's fun. Even like his like I think like worst ones, like The Happening, I still had fun watching it in the theater, and then when it was over, I was like, okay. But
yeah,
I was like, okay, so it was plants.
Yeah, well, and Signs too.
Yeah, where Signs. Like, oh my god, Signs was so. It was a little Jesus-y.
Yeah,
a little Jesus-y.
But like, while it's happening, the movie like rips. It's scary,
and, dude. That part when in the news footage when the thing
walks by the birthday party.
Oh my god,
it's the scariest shit. But then like. The resolution, you're like, okay, their water damages them. Why are they going to a planet that's 80% water?
They couldn't stand in our atmosphere.
Yes.
It makes no fucking sense.
It makes no sense.
And why is the wife psychic? Is she an angel? What was the point of all of that? That was one of his weakest twists. For sure.
Yeah. But everything up to the last like 5 minutes is like a perfect movie.
I know.
Little Jesus-y, though. You're right.
A little Jesus-y.
So let's go see, knock at the cabin door, and leave 5 minutes early.
Yeah.
So this is my big gripe with the title. Door is not in the title.
Okay, knock at the cabin.
Knock at the cabin.
I know.
Okay, maybe that's going to turn out to be the twist.
Maybe they don't knock on the cabin the whole time they were knocking on, or they don't knock on the door.
They're knocking on the windows.
Knocking on the windows.
Or just the walls.
Or like the cabin itself is a door knocker to a...
alternate dimension.
Oh, sure.
Whoa! They like fall through a fireplace. Ah!
So we're doing cabin ships.
Cabin ships.
Does anyone have a cabin ship that they would like to share?
I have a cabin ship.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it was also inspired by the Royal Rumble last week.
Man.
it was a great Rumble. The men's Rumble.
I wish I'd seen the men's one.
It was honestly like not the best. There was a couple of spots that went wrong, and it was kind of scary to see.
Really?
Maybe potential injuries. Also, in the KO fight, he took a shot to the head that looked a little suspicious, but...
Like, suspicious, like, might have been real.
Like, yeah.
Kind of
like,
scary.
Yeah, a little scary.
Ooh, that is
but,
scary.
There were a couple of things that happened during the women's that I was like, guys, I'm scared.
It's a dangerous game.
It is dangerous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Athleticism.
For sure. But the ending with Rhea Ripley going from number one to number 30 and winning the whole Royal was so cool.
Wait, it was...
Went from number one to number...
So you come in... Are you familiar with it?
I watched it when I was
a kid. Yeah. So she came in first and made it all the way.
So every 90 seconds, another wrestler is added until 30 wrestlers have gone in.
We were talking rankings.
Oh, yeah.
Right. If she came in, if she came in first and then won it all,
came in first in time.
Okay.
She
was the first combatant.
Yes.
And she made it through 30 rounds.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
And does she just get to hang out by herself for the first 90 seconds?
No, they bring one and two at the same time.
All right.
So it was her and...
So she could have been two.
Liv Morgan was the other, was one and two.
And like, yeah, and the way that like... The very last fight in it was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it when she was like hanging and like doing all that theatrics with her legs, being like, "Oh, are my feet going to touch the ground?" Because it's like if you go over the top of the top rope and both feet hit the ground, then you're out. And so she's like hanging onto the top rope, like her feet like dangling, and then she flips over and pulls the girl down. It was so cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. And all three of them were out on the skirt at one point over the top rope. It was Asuka, Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley.
Asuka did the mist.
Yeah, she did the mist, which is a tradition in Royal Rumble that she hits the wrong person with the mist. She hit herself with the mist once, like 4 years ago. It was hysterical. She's, I think, one of the
best
to ever done it.
Sorry, what's the mist?
So Asuka, the Empress, shoots, like, it used to be green. Now, last night it was blue but she shoots a slime out of her mouth that blinds you and like dazes you.
Okay.
Wait, so they have superpowers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so basically, a referee hands her a little cup of something off camera, and then she comes over and then shoots this blue mist out of her mouth. But she's really cool. Like her gear is tight as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's Japanese, and so she has like traditional Japanese gear with like the like fur and like the scary mask, like the demon mask.
Yeah.
And then she's like dancing around. She takes it off. Her face is painted like a demon too.
Oh!
And so she's just very like huge theatrics, really cool. She was like my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the ship?
Well, so my ship has nothing to do with that.
We were just talking about a mist and I didn't know what was happening.
It's like the mist.
It is like
an old school thing though, like you don't see as many wrestlers with mystical powers. And I always love that Asuka like still does. But speaking of cabins, there was a wrestling group that formed back in like 2012, I want to say, called the Wyatt Family, headed by Bray Wyatt. Braun Strowman was an original member. Randy Orton joined along the way. But they were like the group of psycho, like, foresty, cabin in the woods, hillbilly.
Oh,
so fun.
Yeah, so they like come out in dirty overalls with like black face paint like rubbed under their eyes and stuff like that. And they were complete
black
menace.
Face paint. Like, and not like, black face paint.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I don't think like, a comma goes there, but a space.
Like,
at least.
Like touchdown. Like football player.
Yeah, well, just like they're dirty. They look like they're grimy. And
they
like,
have,
live
like,
in
they
the,
have like movie dirt on their faces.
Yes, exactly. Okay. They live out in the forest. They're like, the implication is they're like a demented, like incestual family, right?
Right. Hills have
scary.
Eyes.
Yep. Hills have eyes.
Yes, yes. So Bray Wyatt is the leader of that organization. And
organization? By that, you mean incest family.
Yes, yes. yeah. It's a lot of families forming organizations in the WWE now that we're talking about it. But he goes on, after the Wyatt family breaks up, and there's like a lot of different storylines from that, Bray Wyatt goes on to become one of the, I think, best fucking wrestling characters of the last 20 years, The Fiend. So Bray Wyatt like starts wearing a sweater, and he has a kid's show where he talks to these demonic puppets called the Firefly Family and Firefly Funhouse. And
scary.
Then The Fiend comes out in this amazing, like, it's kind of Joker-esque, like a face stretched over his face, but it's all, like, demonic, and he would burst.
We're talking beginning of the New 52 Joker, exactly. Where he cuts his face off,
and then he stretches it back up.
Staples it back onto his head.
That's so scary, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was scary. Gross. That's
really?
Gross. Yeah, it was a story with, like, the doll maker, I think, where he cut Joker's face off. And then Joker cut his own face off. It was really confusing and didn't pay off for like a year.
I think Dollmaker stole his face. And then in the New 52 death of the
death
family,
of the family, yeah,
that's what death he went and stole it back.
Yes.
Not death in the family.
Death in the family.
The thing is different.
That's when Jason Todd is beaten to death by Joker.
Well, it's our fault.
It is our fault. We did vote that way.
As readers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Do you remember that they like held a reader like mail-in thing where they were like, should the Joker kill Jason Todd?
And people said yes.
People said yes.
The
and
original
so they,
trolls.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Trolls with stamps. That's yes. much more dedicated.
Yes. I don't, so dedicated.
I don't even think it was a troll move necessarily. People didn't like Jason Todd.
But to have him get murdered.
Forever, well, just move him out to a farm or something.
Yeah, he
should go be with that family in the woods.
Yeah, I don't know if he should. We don't have resolution on that yet.
That's true.
I heard Fiend.
Yeah.
Okay, so this Fiend comes out, has a stretched, scary face.
Yeah, he's a demon. He has he carries a lantern that is made out of Bray Wyatt's head, and he like stuffed a candle into the mouth.
What
and
the
that's
heck?
Like it's awesome. So like the
that's
Fiend
so cool.
The Fiend is like the fucking coolest. And so he's kidnapping people and he's turning them to the dark side. John Cena was on a mission to destroy the Fiend during the pandemic. It didn't shake out.
destroy the Fiend during the pandemic.
The Fiend gets his booster.
Yeah. He pulls what's his name? Daniel Bryan, who was a member of the Wyatt family.
So scary looking. Yeah.
Look it up, guys.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing.
It's so cool.
That's straight.
That's
New
really
52
cool.
Joker, yeah.
He pulls after a match, he pulls Daniel Bryan through the middle of the ring.
What?
And Daniel Bryan has long blonde hair. And then you just see tufts of blonde hair coming out of the hole. And then we don't see him for like 5 weeks. And he comes back with his head completely shaved.
Oh,
and he's
my
evil
God.
Now.
Oh, my. He turned him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, I'll get to my ship.
So the hair was keeping him good?
That's another weird like social thing where he became a heel in the league because he was vegan. And that's like a real life thing. Like he was a vegan and he was like, he's also like undersized. So Vince never liked him because he likes the big guy.
Well, wasn't Vince like obsessed with like really tall guys for a little bit?
Yes. Vince loves the big man.
Yeah.
But Daniel Bryan was like, he was such a technician and like a crowd favorite for years and years. And eventually he had to give him a title. And because he was vegan, he had a special belt made out of bamboo and natural gemstones.
It's
very fucking, it's cool. I like
That's very funny.
But anyway,
oh my
so
God.
The Fiend turns him. Another person who the Fiend turns is, another person who the Fiend turns is Alexa Bliss. And she becomes like this puppet of the Fiend and the Firefly Funhouse. And she's like doing his bidding. She's like showing up at matches and distracting people so the Fiend could kill her. She goes into full like kind of Harley Quinn goth makeup. She's like she's a very short, very pretty blonde who, and that was kind of the image before this. Both of them get fired in this huge yard sale after having like the coolest storyline in WWE. They're gone for like 2 years. Now they're back. They both had bouts at the Royal Rumble. And my ship is the Fiend seducing Alexa Bliss and bringing her into the darkness and them just going off and destroying all of the fucking WWE superstars one by one and being evil menaces.
I love it.
That's really cool.
Evil Menace is a good like ship type for Sydney shipping.
It is. Evil Menace. That's really cool.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
And it all started in a little cabin in the woods.
Sure. That's the connection. I buy it.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. That was a lot. I just, it was
I really liked hearing about it. That was really cool. It made me like want to get into wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, watching the Rumble last night, I was like very hooked.
Mm-hmm.
Last week.
Yep.
I'm so sorry. It's just time is so weird right now.
We got together and rewatched it. That's right.
Okay.
Did.
All right.
I have a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know how like in Gerald's Game, have you guys seen it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's so good. I would recommend watching it. So let me see what her name is, this character. Jessie Burlingame, played by Carla Gugino?
Mm-hmm.
Gugino? She's in a lot of Mike Flanagan stuff. This is a Mike Flanagan, I think.
Mm.
So she goes to this.
Well, it's a Stephen King short story.
Right. Adapted by Mike Flanagan. She goes to this cabin with her husband. We think it's just this loving relationship. He's a little bit weird about like this dog. Like this dog comes and she's like trying to feed it and he's like, don't do that. It's a mongrel, blah, blah. So already you're kind of like, what's up with this guy? But he seems fairly loving. And then he's like, let's do this like role play thing. And she's like, I just don't really feel comfortable. I don't know. And he's like, let's just do it. Come on. So then he handcuffs her to the bed. And then he has a heart attack and dies.
Oh.
And they're in a cabin.
And no one's around. And the entire movie is her alone
to this bed,
trying to get out.
And there's a dog that has not been fed.
Yes. And the door is open.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And the dog comes and starts eating her husband. And she also starts hallucinating, seeing her husband, seeing herself. And then we begin to learn about like the extent of their relationship and then also her own shit and like her own like damage and life and everything and her trying to like snap herself into trying to escape because she's slowly like dying of thirst mm-hmm. and like exposure and then she keeps seeing like a being like just in the shadows, just its eyes like staring at her. Yeah. And then she'll like snap and then like wake up and it's like still night, but like it's gone and she doesn't know. She's like going crazy. Anyway. She does eventually escape, but it involves her, like, she has to, like, either cut off or break her thumb to, like, try and get out, and it also does a lot of, like, really, I do really like this movie. It does a lot of, like, really cruel things of, like, she'll, like, break through something, and then she gets free, and then it'll snap, too, and it's, like, her, she's still there, and it's, like, and that's how you would have done it if you were fucking brave, and it's, like, her yelling at herself, like, it's really cool.
Wow. Sarah was showing me a like an Instagram reel or something of like a guy having devised ways out of like zip ties.
Oh, interesting.
And having like his daughter demonstrate how to get out of these, and she's like 14 or 15 or
oh
something.
Oh my God. Oh so, God.
But you know, like it's a well lit room and yeah, like yeah, yeah. she's smiling.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But
for now.
But like, you know, one way where like you use your shoelaces to like saw through
through
the zip tie. But like, yeah, if it's handcuffs, what the fuck do you do?
Well, yeah, and her hands are apart, so she can't use one hand.
Can't get, like, leverage. Yeah,
and the pole for each thing goes all the way up, like, too high, and she's too weak to, like, get herself standing up, and the poles are with their metal reinforced, so she can't break it.
Yeah.
It's just, like, all this, like, she cannot get out. But she does eventually escape, but she, like, faces her own demons and stuff and, like, everything, but she does escape. So my thought is I want her to go to another cabin.
She's going to go back to a cabin?
She's going to go to another
one. You got to relax after an experience like that.
Yeah,
great
point. She's got to relax. So she's like, I don't want to make a reservation. I'm just going to find one. So she goes, snowy, very snowy. She's like, okay. She goes into this cabin and she discovers a man who's also chained to a bed.
Sure.
He's a writer.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was going to say, how would you describe his like... His emotional state.
He's distressed. Very okay. distressed. He's very, very distressed.
How would you describe his ankle condition?
Hobbled. Yeah. But I want her to do the same thing to him that she was doing to herself and just be like, come on, you little bitch, get out of here.
Does she only show up when Annie's out?
Like, yeah, well, Annie, maybe she kills Annie.
Okay, great.
Maybe Annie gets eaten by the dog.
Oh yeah, perfect. Yeah. She brings the dog because the dog is full from eating the husband for a little bit. And
we're talking about Misery, by the way.
Yeah, we're talking about Misery. So she brings the dog. Dog eats Annie. She's like, okay. I'll help you. And he's like, oh great. And then he has a moment where she like undoes everything and helps him out. And then snap to, he's still there. And she's like, and that's what I would do if you weren't a little bitch. And
whoa.
Like
honestly, him, he needed to grow.
He does. He does. Because he was a little full of himself.
Well, and he was also addicted to pills.
That's right.
So he needs to get over his addiction.
Okay.
These seem like two separate steps, though.
You can do it all in one.
I don't know if that's true.
Just get it out of the way.
Here's the thing. It seems like a lot.
Psychosexual torture.
If he frees himself, he is worthy of her.
I know.
Because she can have like a really good relationship after this.
Yeah. And he'll be like, oh, my ankles. And she'll like hold up her hand, which is all fucked up. And she's like, I did this to myself. So...
Oh, sure. And then they could do like the Who's Line game, Helping Hands, where she walks around with him on her back
and does all the hands. Yeah.
That's really cute.
They never did Helping Feet on Who's Line.
No.
Well, seems hard. Colin Mockery was never hobbled. That's the problem.
True.
So that's mine.
Ryan, do you have a cabin
chip? I do. It's not romantic. It's friendship. But it's from one of my favorite movies, which I think I've talked about before, but it's one of my favorite camp movies of all time, which is a great subgenre of movies. It's from the movie Little Darlings, and it's the two main characters. So the plot is these 15-year-old girls who are at camp, at summer camp, and they are both, and they're very different. One is like from a super rich family, and she's super privileged and kind of sheltered, and one is like, helps her mom out and like works and is like hard scrabble and lives in the city and is kind of a tomboy. And the two of them are outed as the only virgins in their
camp. Oh no.
Spoiler alert, there's other virgins, but they
of course
they lied. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they lied. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so they're outed as the two virgins at camp, and so they start a way and they're kind of rivals because they're so different. and they start a bet of who's gonna can lose their virginity first. It's Christy McNichol and Tatum O'Neill. And Tatum O'Neill targets the swim instructor. And Christy McNichol targets Matt Dillon, which she's not wrong. He's looking cute in this movie. I haven't watched it in a long time now. It might be uncomfortable to think he's cute. But young Ryan was like, good job, Matt. And so it's like they learn about themselves and like one of them does it and it was too soon. The other one doesn't do it, but she lies and pretends she did it because she wants to be cool. And like they whatever. But then they end up realizing that they should be friends.
Aww.
So that's the relationship that lasts past the summer is the two of them being best friends.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so that's my cabin ship.
Aw, They were so different. They didn't think they could be friends.
They didn't think they could be friends, but they're such friends.
Aww. That's so cute.
That's sweet. I like that.
It is very
cute. I'm going to undermine the sweetness with my ship.
All right, let's do it. Okay.
I go back to this well a lot.
Final Fantasy.
No, a different well that I go back to a lot.
Ninja Turtles.
And it's a different well that I go back to a lot. Do I only have a couple tricks, right? Fargo season 2.
Great season.
And the more I like think about Fargo season 2, the more I'm like, that's just like I feel it's a like a complete,
it's a perfect movie.
Entertaining. Yeah, it's just great. it's so fucking good. But Peg Bloomquist. She and her husband Ed have this like messed up relationship where she goes off on these sort of like flights of fancy about how she's going to improve herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it like that's all it, like you get the sense watching her that like she will never get better. She will never be more realized or more actualized, but she will spend tons of money and time chasing this like unattainable like perfection. And like you sort of feel for her because she's in like a pretty bland life. Mm-hmm. Her husband is like he's like a zero assertion kind of character. He's a big dude does earn in the like criminal underbelly of Bemidji or wherever the hell they are, of the butcher, because he kills one of the Gerhardts that like stumbles into the path of her car. Anyway, through the course of all of this stuff, they wind up, the two of them, Ed and Peggy, wind up at a cabin in the woods with Dodd Gerhardt. Dodd is the eldest son.
Dodd. Come on now,
Come on, Dodd. And Dodd is a bloodthirsty killer and a huge fucking misogynist.
Yeah.
And a huge like piece of the drama that's happening with like his crime family is that his father, the patriarch of the crime family, the Gerhardt crime family, has died, and the mother has assumed control. I forget the character's name, but she's played by Jean Smart. And she's awesome, and she's like taking control, and Dodd like can't fucking deal with the fact that a woman is in charge, and like keeps saying like woman can't be boss.
Yeah.
But when he's stuck in this cabin tied to a chair with Peg and Ed, he spends a lot of time with Peg.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he can kind of see that like she's going crazy, which Ed I guess always sort of refuses to see, but like he's their fucking prisoner, and only Peg is like, no, we need to be hard on this guy. He's a stone cold killer. She fucking stabs him twice, like just in the leg with like a steak knife. And you know, like he ends up getting killed in the cabin by neither of them, and like they escape and like, you know, whatever. But I always think that there's like a little like energy between Peg and Dodd.
Oh no. Oh no.
A lot of restraint ships going on.
Yeah, a lot of restraints in the cabin.
And kind of like enemies to lovers kind of vibe.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, she's already sticking them.
Yeah. Okay. Just change what with, yeah?
Yeah, just change what with. And
is
where
Ed
to.
Is Ed part of it?
No, Ed's got to go away.
Is he going to be dead, or is he leaving?
Send him out for milk.
Send him out for milk. He'll drive to that, like, corner store that gets, like, shot up by Hanzi and whatever.
Poor Ed. Oh my God. He can't even be a cuck. He got kicked out of being a cuck in his own fucking relationship.
That's right.
That's so sad.
Oh, poor Ed.
But that's like his role.
I know.
And then he doesn't make it through the season. Like,
I know. If he had to go, he could go then.
He can go then. Just I just want to see like what happens when like Peg and Dodd have to like exist in each other's presence.
Yeah.
And like try to, it's like a ship challenge. Like,
yeah.
How the fuck would the two of you get along?
And also, like, I feel like there'd be a lot of like each of them slapping each other and then kissing, like, being like shut up, and then being like, okay, but actually, like, you're hot.
Yeah but actually you're hot.
Back and forth. Yeah, it's like, but actually you're hot. I hate you and everything you stand for, but actually you're hot.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
How would would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.